It's the 65th Yates International Summer School. It's opening Thursday, the 11th of July. So we're very excited that the summer school has continued to be able to deliver, you know, a really interesting program for 65 years. I mean, it's quite the while. It's long before many of our listeners were born, including myself. But we're very proud of the fact that the Society has been able to continue bringing Yates in a new light with new interpretations and, of course, adding contemporary literature, contemporary poetry, contemporary dance and music, and allowing global visitors to have a real slice of Ireland as well as a slice of life, and to do it all here in Sligo.
And it's very important because obviously it's all about culture and spreading it. And with it being the 65th year, it's almost got its own culture at this point, would you say?
I think that's absolutely fair. In fact, very often during the summer months, we've already had two or three people. They come back to visit. They've been students themselves, maybe in their 20s. They come back to visit Sligo. They come back into the Yates building to say hello, to tell us that they're back. And we really appreciate that. And I suppose it shows the impact that the school has on people's lives. And very often at the end of a school, you know, students will come up to us and say, this has been a really extraordinary experience. It's been life-changing. We've just loved it. And, you know, we're looking, thinking, that sounds like an exaggeration. But because I've seen the people coming back many years later, I now understand this is no exaggeration. People really do understand and have a lovely, just a different kind of immersive experience in Sligo and in Irish culture, and take that with them wherever they're from.
And it's great to have something that clearly people respond to so well, both locally and also further afield, isn't it?
Yes, so we hope that in the offering that we bring, which is, you know, lectures, walks, talks, readings, a mixture of the immersion in the landscape as well as in Irish culture, that it is appropriate for both local people and global people. And we always have a mix of both, and we love to see that, because of course when you've come from another country, one of the great things is to talk to people who are from a place, and everybody mingles and everybody chats, and sometimes people have, I know, struck up lifelong friendships with people they've met at the school, and they continue emailing or sending Christmas cards for years afterwards. So I think that it's important that we also acknowledge the contribution made by local people at the school and, of course, all the local people in the community in terms of the businesses and the hotels and the pharmacies and so on, who, you know, who look after people when they're here and chat to them and make them welcome in Sligo, which, of course, is what, you know, is the best part for them. That's what they take away, and that's what they always say. It's been such a lovely visit. You've made us so welcome. And that's really important.
Yeah, it's very important to encourage people. And like you said, it all kickstarts off tomorrow, that's correct?
Yeah, so Thursday the 11th, 6 p.m, we have an opening address from the BBC correspondent, Fergal Keane. Many people will know him. And of course, he's originally from Cork. And we'll also have a specially commissioned piece of poetry from Fiona Grork, who's our poet in residence. And for the very first time, marking a departure, we are collaborating with the National Library of Ireland, and so it will be streamed to an audience in Dublin as well as to the audience here. So this is a free event. Anybody who would like to come and attend is welcome. And as I say, the digital collaboration marks, if you like, the 65th year. If we've been doing it this way for 65 years, well, now is time to step further into the digital age, I think, and no better way to do it than in partnership with one of our great national cultural institutions. So we're delighted with this.